apple-a-day.com.
Sick and tired of being sick and tired? It's been said that an apple a day keeps the doctor away, or does it? It's time to get a new prescription for your life. Get ready for your daily dose of Healthy Talk Radio, the show that's empowering your health. And now, here's America's health and lifestyle coach.
Live. Do you want to get well? This is the show where your health is your wealth. Thriving is more important than just surviving, and the only thing lost are those unwanted pounds. I'm Asa Andrew, your health and lifestyle coach, and this is Healthy Talk Radio, from heart disease, aches and pains, to even your basic cough and sneeze. This is talk radio that's empowering your health. Thanks for joining us. Phone lines are open, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. Or you can visit us online at asaandrew.com. It's a new prescription for a new you, America. Let's kick it off and go with Billy. Hi, Billy. Welcome to the show.
Yes, I've been diagnosed with sleep apnea, and they tell me that I stop breathing several times during the night. Is there anything that I can do for that?
Yeah, with sleep apnea, it depends. It depends on your weight. It depends on, obviously, several factors. When they do a sleep study, obviously, they can monitor all of that. Like they said, you stop breathing a couple times through the night. One thing that they found with sleep issues, regardless if you've got apnea or you're having challenges with sleeping, is to actually look into a couple things. Neurotransmitters, your brain chemistry, and having that evaluated can be very helpful. The other is also with oxygen getting into the cells. And so certain anemias can be triggers. So getting some blood work done, which I'm sure you've had, but they can dig a little bit deeper, looking at maybe some iron levels, ferritin as well for more of an iron deficiency. And they can also look at B12. There is a B12 test that's really good called MMA, methylmalonic acid. A lot of physicians don't run it. It can be very costly for the patient if insurance won't cover it. But it is kind of a gold standard for B12. And so it's a great one to look at. Also, making sure that your body absorbs B12. Intrinsic factor is a key for that as well. So there's several factors to look at as far as the way your body can handle utilizing oxygen within the cell. And that can be something as well. Now, structurally, it can be an issue within the back of the throat as well. There could be swelling in certain glandular areas that could be causing some of the issues. It could be an inflammatory response within the body. Many times when people are overweight, they've been eating the wrong kind of foods over a long period of time. They have food allergies, which can cause chronic congestion, chronic postnasal drip that can cause a host of issues within the sinuses that can cause issues and create potential sleep apnea challenges. So several things to look at as far as a natural perspective. Is there a silver bullet? Not really. It's more about looking at some of the global issues you have going on and coming up with a game plan around that as well. So I hope that helps. 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. You're listening to the Best in Healthy Talk Radio, the show where your health is your greatest wealth. Infant deaths now are spurring an FDA warning against a food thickening gel. The U.S. FDA, or the FDA, is warning parents to avoid feeding a food thickening agent called Simply Thick to premature babies. The gel is typically given to babies born prematurely before 37 weeks to help them with problems swallowing. The warning comes after the product was linked to 15 cases of necrotizing enterocolitis, or NEC, and the potential lethal condition involving inflammation and death of the intestinal tissue. Two of the babies in these cases died, and the FDA said in a statement, the agency said it first learned a potential problem with Simply Thick on May 13th with cases reported over a prior 6 months in premature infants treated at centers around the country. And the babies were given Simply Thick to help with swallowing difficulties linked to prematurity. Some of the babies fell ill after using Simply Thick after discharge from the hospital, the FDA said. So NEC typically has symptoms such as bloated abdominal area, trouble with feeding, green-colored vomiting, and bloody stools. Parents and caregivers with any concerns about the use of Simply Thick should contact their health care provider, the FDA said. And according to the agency, Simply Thick is sold as distributors in pharmacies across the U.S. in packets of individual servings or in 64-ounce dispenser bottle. So we want to be careful along with that, with this NEC, and cause it to function better. But again, the grinding of the teeth, and if you don't want to be taking that for a long period of time. So there's some options. With GABA, there's some nutritional components that have been shown to be very helpful. Now, most of the time we talk about foods that you can look into, but these are probably foods you would want to avoid that can help stabilize GABA levels, especially from a food perspective, a nutritional perspective that they've shown. Now, this doesn't have anything to do with medication. This just has to do with building up nutrition within the body. Now, these are the foods that they say in research that you should avoid, and these are peanuts, walnuts, hazelnuts, almonds, cheese, oatmeal, barley, wheat, rice, salmon, spinach, and beans. So all those foods are typically ones you would want to avoid, and they're healthy foods. You look at them and you think, well, my goodness, aren't those health foods? But just because a food is healthy for you doesn't mean that if you're dealing with a certain condition of some kind, your body has some kind of instability or deficiency, that it's not something you would want to avoid. So being careful with that is something that will be helpful, especially when you're grinding your teeth. But yeah, the Night Guard, to answer your question, Kevin, would be very helpful. So this is something, it all depends on, you know, the severity of it, you know, going to see your physician, seeing what they say, all of those kind of things would be very beneficial in the middle of what you're dealing with. Grinding your teeth can be a real challenge. Next, we're going to go to Alonzo. Alonzo, welcome to the show.
A year ago, I noticed a little painful lesion that came up on my leg. I thought it was like a bite from a spider. It actually turned out to be what they call a boil. I had been suffering with them now for about a year. They come and they go. They seem to lie dormant, and they come back. My doctor gave me some medicine, and it helped for a little bit, but they come back. And now my wife, on Sunday, had got a painful swelling over her eye completely closed up. And they said it was a skin abscess. I looked it up and saw the skin abscess meant that it was a boil. So I'm trying to figure out, is there something we can do as far as this goes, you know, to help these things out as far as getting rid of them? And is it something in our house that's actually causing this?
Potentially. I don't know if it's something so much in your house. It could be a bacterial infection that could be causing the pseudo boil or the boil, whatever it might be. So, I mean, your physician could probably run a couple of little tests to see if there's a bacterial infection or not. You might not even need to go that route, but I'd have it looked at. And as far as what to do about it, there's several things you can do. Internally, it just depends. If it's an antibiotic or if it's a bacteria, you might want to go with an antibiotic. Ionic silver can be very helpful. Externally over boils, too. There's some good research on that. So you might want to check in your health food store and talk to some folks about that sort of thing. But, I mean, again, it just depends on the root cause. Boils can be caused by different things. It could be an ingrown hair as much that could be causing the boil itself, which or could appear like a boil. So that's it just depends. And, again, that's where getting hands-on and having someone look at it, that's the tough issue with skin. Skin really needs to be evaluated and looked at and then treated appropriately. But one thing I can tell you for good overall skin health is to keep the bacteria healthy in your gut. And keeping the bacteria healthy in the gut, there's good bacteria and bad bacteria. And one of the best things you can do is to eat healthy foods that contain a lot of natural, what are called probiotics, which put the good bacteria back in the digestive tract. You can do that, and they make them in a supplement form, but also a lot of the dairy foods like goat's milk yogurt, regular raw cow's milk, which can be very healthy. A lot of those dairy products, kefir, can be really, really good. A lot of the hard cheeses contain large amounts of probiotics that can be really good for the gut health. And when you keep your gut healthy, many times the skin can be healthy as well. And remember, the skin's the largest organ we have. So keeping it healthy is pretty darn important. So a couple things to think about. Thanks so much for the call. 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. More questions about your health when we come back. Hi, America's Health Coach here to tell you about H2O Minerals, who've been servicing West Columbia, South Carolina for over 9 years and nationwide. These guys are dedicated to producing the best healthy supplementation on the market today. With a state-of-the-art facility that gives you the best choices, they currently have 21 individual minerals and several specialty blends. The elements used to make H2O Minerals are 99% or better. For example, their calcium, magnesium, zinc, or copper are 99% pure. Pure, H2O Minerals also offers their own line of high-potency liquid vitamins. Call H2O Minerals by 1-877-MINERALS. That's 1-877-646-3725. Or visit online, CompleteH2OMinerals.com. Sign up for the email list and get monthly specials. When you want the best in healthy choices, turn to H2O Minerals, 1-877-646-3725, or CompleteH2OMinerals.com.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
To be a part of the show, call 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272.
Positive results from satisfied customers of Heart and Body Extract continue to pour into our website, hbextract.com.
This is Al from New Jersey. One day I saw your ad for Heart and Body Extract, and it mentioned that it would help me with angina, so I decided to order. I figure I had nothing to lose.
Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal heart and circulatory health with no negative side effects.
I took the formula 3 times a day as directed, and I kid you not, within 4 days, my angina pain was completely gone.
Order HB Extract by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I could not believe it actually stopped the pain. Heart and Body Extract actually works. This is just an amazing product. Even the numbness in my hands is completely gone.
Heart and Body Extract, for a long and healthy life.
Imagine waking one morning only to find your family shivering in the dark because you couldn't afford to pay your electric bill. That's closer than you think. You probably haven't heard about this yet because the liberal media has been suppressing what is fast becoming the most shocking news story of 2012. Obama's secret war on coal that could increase your already high power bill as much as 400% in coming months. As shocking as it sounds, it may well be just a matter of time before the lights start going out across America. But here's some good news. There's an underground video at exposed123.com that thousands of smart patriots have used to end their slavery to the corrupt electricity monopoly. The video at exposed123.com has already been banned by Google, and the liberal media is doing everything in its power to take it down and keep America in the dark. So watch it now at exposed123.com before it's too late. Again, that's exposed123.com.
Introducing a 30-day emergency food supply for only $99. At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can purchase Oregon Trail Foods' one-month supply of high-quality, nutritious, and healthy emergency meals for less than $100. These vegetarian meals are natural, high in carbs and protein, and are packed with oxygen absorbers in Mylar pouches. They take up to 70% less space than number 10 cans, have a 20-year shelf life, and huge portions, over twice the serving size of some competitors' meals. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low by buying direct from producers in Oregon and then pass the savings on to you. Purchase a 30-day 90-serving emergency food supply for only $99 this month, and $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Call 541-673-6666 or visit 30dayfoodsupply.com, where they make preparedness affordable. 30dayfoodsupply.com. Got it? Get it. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com.
Lines are open, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. Check us out, asaandrew.com. This is the show where your health is your greatest wealth. What are you struggling with? Diabetes, heart disease, arthritis, fibromyalgia. You need to lose weight and get your body into shape. Well, we want to help you. Take you from where you are in your current state of health to where you need to be. Sam wrote in an email from Virginia. He said, I'm looking to lose about 50 pounds. I've done several different diets and I've worked out different ways and nothing seems to work. What are the basics and what do I need to do? Well, that's a great question. So I think a lot of people want to know that. And the reality is you need to lose 40, 50, 60 pounds, whatever it is. Then there's a couple things you need to think about. First is you definitely want to think about diet. Food's everything. People can just change their diet and lose 30 pounds. I'm not kidding. So it really makes a big difference because you start getting into the hormones within the body. You start getting into maximizing how the body works, maximizing hormones, maximizing fat-burning potential. There's a whole host of items that need to be worked on within the body to get it to the level that needs to be. So you always want to think about food. Food is your first line of what you want to do. So when you think about eating, you want to think about the anti-inflammatory diet. That's obviously the one in my book, Empowering Your Health, that you can get at empoweringyourhealth.com. And at the end of the day, when you're focusing on eating, that's going to get everything generated. Now, it's going to help detoxify the body. So putting the right kind of nutrients in, you're going to cut down the body's ability to store body fat. You'll cut down on inflammation. You'll increase your body's ability to make good new healthy cells, lean muscle tissue, to hold on to that and to get the body working like a furnace. It's pretty simple. Three meals a day, a couple snacks in between, and you keep your body moving at a good pace. So lean quality protein sources like chicken, fish, beef, or eggs, those are going to be your building blocks, the proteins. And then low glycemic carbohydrates in the form of fruits and vegetables. And why is that? Because a lot of the potatoes and the rice and the grains, the carbohydrates tend to be a little bit more on the higher glycemic index side. They can cause the body to store a little bit, potentially more body fat. And you just want to, if you're really trying to trick or stimulate the body to trigger leptin to work properly and also to get the body fat to burn, it's better to stay away from those. So lean quality proteins and the low glycemic carbs are the best. Now here's the trick. A lot of people when they get fat, and it just is what it is, you get fat and you're scared of eating fat because you think fat is going to make you fat. But that's not the case. Fat really doesn't make you fat. Fat actually works the hormones in the body to support proper hormone function. For guys, testosterone is the key in growth hormone levels. And keeping those healthy come from the healthy fats in the diet. Now, those are the omega-3s. You get those a lot from fish oil. You get it from fish itself. A lot of other nuts and seeds will give you those kind of healthy fats. The monounsaturated fats come from things like avocados. But just great, great healthy fats in the diet play a big role. 25 to 30% of your overall caloric intake needs to come from that. So you don't want to get too tied up in the numbers, but keeping everything equal is important. Balanced diet, just like we learned when we were kids, still stands true today. And it is very important to make sure you're putting the right kind of nutrients in the body so you can thrive in your health, have tons of energy, and begin to drop the weight that you're looking for. Now, exercise is a key too. I always say 30 minutes a day, 5 days a week, doing something you enjoy. But in that 5 days a week, if you're looking to really drop some massive weight, it's time to get into some weight training. I mean, that is proven, men and women, but men especially, it's proven to raise growth hormone levels, which is a powerful hormone within the body, as well as testosterone, our primary male hormone. And we lose that as we age. And when you start gaining a lot of body fat, that really causes it to go down in a major way. So it's important to keep those up and exercise with weight training minimum 3 days a week, 30 minutes at a time, high intensity with a moderate amount of weight has been shown in studies to just increase testosterone and growth hormone through the roof. So you can literally transform your body just by doing that. I want to encourage you to look into that, not just kind of meandering around in the gym. This is really busting your can. If you've ever seen any of the commercials for some of the P90X or the intensity commercials where the guys are and the gals are just busting their can, that is intense. It's very intense. And you don't have to go that level, but just a couple of notches underneath that to really see some big results. You really have to push yourself. And if you need to hire a personal trainer for a period of time for motivation and education, it's a smart thing to do. So I would consider looking into that as your exercise has to be right, eating has to be right, and supplements have to be right. And supplements do play a role. Big fan. Green tea extract is really good, provided you don't have any autoimmune disease. Is really good. Great studies behind it. Conjugated linoleic acid, very, very important. And great research behind that as well for keeping the body lean and keeping it working at a high level, burning through excess calories. And also a good meal replacement. A good meal replacement is key. And with a protein that definitely is hormone-free, antibiotic-free, that is completely organic, you definitely want to go that route, getting that in your body maybe during your snack times or using it as a meal replacement altogether, because the high-quality proteins that are easy to digest, and that really is the key, the digestibility is so important for this that you really have to look into it and make sure that you're getting the right kind of nutrients. So there's a lot that can be done and that can be looked at with this sorts of thing when you're looking to lose weight. But getting your body into that state to lose 50 pounds, it's a mindset first, then you lay the ground rules, and then add in, obviously, the food and the diet and the exercise that you commit to 5 days a week, no matter what. You don't let anything in life get in the way of you accomplishing your goals. And you will be amazed within about 6 months you can drop that weight, depending on your environment, depending on your will, and your ability to pull that off as far as your discipline. And discipline is a big key when you're dealing with weight loss. But it's one of those things like you were disciplined to eat a lot to put it on. Let's just get real. And don't forget, get with your physician, get some blood work done, have them check your hormone levels every 3 months during that process. Why? Because you want to look at, make sure your estrogen's not too high. You want to make sure your testosterone is not too low. Make sure your growth hormone is where it needs to be, that it's at a good level. FSH and LH, make sure you're not becoming anemic, and make sure that your thyroid is working properly. So that whole thing about don't get into an exercise routine before you check with your doctor, there's truth to that. But let them monitor you while you're doing that. Not only will they see the weight loss, but you'll monitor how well your organs are working and your glands and your body is working like a machine, like it's supposed to be. And it'll motivate you because you'll see the success that you're achieving throughout it all. I hope that helps. 888-283-7272. More questions about your health when we come back.
Hi, this is Dr. Asa here to talk about my good friends at Earth Fare, the healthy supermarket. Earth Fare is on a mission to transform lives, provide the best in natural food choices, and educate others toward healthier lifestyles. They give food items away every week to give back to the community. That's you. Empower you to make a difference. So sign up for Earth Fare's Welcome Home at earthfare.com to save big each week and get a free whole chicken or maybe even some organic burgers. Text EAT, that's EAT, to 71700 at 71700 and receive regular text coupons to save on all natural options. You looking for healthy, affordable options that kids will love too? Well, stop by Earth Fare every Thursday from 4 to 8 p.m. and up to 6 kids each free with the purchase of a $5 adult meal. For more information about my good friends at Earth Fare, please visit earthfare.com.
To be a part of the show, call 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. We'll be back in a moment.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster with MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Over 50,000 satisfied squatting customers can't be wrong. If you suffer from difficult or painful bowel movements, join the thousands who are finding success with a Squatty Potty. Not a cleanse, ointment, or pill, Squatty Potty is a simple, lightweight, yet sturdy footstool that fits around any toilet and elevates your feet. Squatty Potty improves your posture, and that allows proper alignment of the colon. The result is faster, more effective elimination and relief from nagging constipation, hemorrhoids, IBS, and bloating. Loading. Squatty Potty is doctor recommended and endorsed and comes with a 60-day hassle-free money-back guarantee. The Squatty Potty, a healthy step in the right direction. Squatty Potty starts at just $34.95 and can only be ordered by calling 855-628-1099 or through our website, SquattyPotty.com, spelled SquattyPotty.com. Squatty Potty, healthy colon, happy life.
Being prepared against possible food shortages and economic collapse is not complicated. Just remember two words, disaster, stuff. Add.com after those two words and you've got just one site for all your preparedness needs. DisasterStuff.com prepares your family against food shortages with Linden Farms freeze-dried foods in buckets or Gourmet Reserves freeze-dried food in number 10 cans, both with free shipping. Purify and rid your water of contaminants with a Big Berkey or other Berkey system and get free shipping plus a water level spigot or fluoride filter at cost, and protect your radios and other electronics from EMPs with our EMP Faraday bags starting at just $5.90. When the food shortages and economic instability happens, be ready with all your stuff from DisasterStuff.com. Just remember two words, DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
Lines are open, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. You're listening to the Best in Healthy Talk Radio, the show where your health is your greatest wealth. Oh, a baby boomer generation that we talk about so often are the ones dealing with a lot of health challenges now, or starting to, and they're now fueling the boom with a lot of orthopedics as well. A lot of the baby boomers are fueling a lot of the knee and the hip surgeries that the orthopedics are seeing. And now the bum knees, the worn out hips and the sore shoulders, they're not into Medicare yet, but they're on their way. And these baby boomers are dealing with that. They said that the knee replacement surgeries now have doubled over the last decade and more than tripled in the 45 to 64 age group. New research shows, and the hips are trending that way too. Here's a surprise. It's not all due to obesity. Ironically, trying to stay fit and avoid extra pounds is taking a toll on a generation that expects bad joints to be swapped out like old tires on a car. Boomeritis, they call it, or fix-me-itis is what Dr. Nicholas Dinuble, a suburban Philadelphia surgeon, calls it. It's the mindset of fix me at any cost, turn back the clock. And the advisor to several of the pro athletic groups, spokesman for the American Academy of Orthopedic Surgeons, said the boomers are the first generation trying to stay active in droves on an aging frame and are less willing to use a cane or put up with pain or stiffness as their grandparents did. He said a huge industry says they don't have to. TV ads show people water skiing with new hips. Ads tout the athletic knee, the custom knee, the male knee, the female knee. tennis greats like Billie Jean King. 67 is promoting the 30-year Smith and Nephew knees that she got last year. I wanted to make sure whatever they put in me was going to last, she said. I'm not trying to win Wimbledon anymore. I'm trying to get my exercise in, play a little tennis on the clay courts in Central Park, and walk to a movie or a restaurant. If I'd known what I know now, I would have had it 10 years ago. Joint replacements have enabled millions of people like King to lead better lives, and surgeons are increasingly comfortable offering them to younger people. So again, coming down the pipeline, our joints and our joint health is so critical and so important to overall health. And again, with the new technology that's coming out, it can be very beneficial to a lot of people that are looking to get their joints replaced and not having to walk around decrepit and not able to do and be the way you were 15, 20 years ago. When you get up into your 50s and 60s, you want to be able to thrive. You want to be able to exercise and run and be vital like you used to be, not to be worn down and broken down like your body's not working the way it used to. So very important when you're looking at that. 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. Check us out, asaandrew.com. If you haven't gone into the social media world, Facebook and Twitter, it's a world to get into with us. Stay on top of everything going on. And if you have questions during the day, you don't get them whenever our show is aired in your time zone, you can always go to Facebook or Twitter and ask questions that way as well. We'll do our best to answer and respond in a timely manner. Let's go now to John. Hi, John. Welcome to the show.
Thank you so much for taking my call, Dr. Asa. I'm calling regarding I've had some recent lower back pain. It's been really excruciating. More than anything, it seems to go out on either side, and it kind of flips back and forth. It's almost like a floating disc or something like that. But visiting a doctor, he seems to think that there's a possibility of some spinal stenosis. And one of the things that really concerns me is that up along the kidney areas, it seems really, really inflamed. Plus, I have chills a lot. I mean, I just get the chills. It could be warm somewhere, but I get the chills, and my spine or whatever seems to start to spasm. And so I thought, I'm going to give you a call and see if there might be some things that, you know, and I do some chiropractic work also, but the last thing I'm thinking is doing some sort of operation and stuff. And I thought, what are some things that I can do that maybe get some nutrients to this area and try to get it on the flip side, if you will?
Well, I think those are all good points and a good question, too. When's the last time you've had some blood work done just to check all the different areas of your body, the different organ systems? When's the last time you've had that done?
I don't know that I've ever had that done. I've been active and pretty healthy for the, I mean, the doctor's not even part of my vocabulary and stuff. So when this came on, it was like, whoa. You talk about a life change, or all of a sudden your world's flipped upside down. They're telling you that you might have to go on knife. So I've never done that type of stuff.
Okay. Well, now, just so you know, now's the time. Because, and let me give you a little insight. It's, you know, with preventative care of any kind, it's always good to stay ahead of the game. And information is key. So we always gauge how our health is by how we feel. The challenge with that is that 80% of an organ system breaks down, or a joint or whatever, 80% of whatever in our body breaks down before we get our first symptom. So you can be cruising along and 65% of a certain part of your body is breaking down and you don't even know it yet. And so that's why getting blood work done with your primary care physician every 6 months to make sure that everything's doing okay within the body, potentially getting even, you know, if you're an athlete and you haven't had x-rays done on certain joints, having that checked out every 5 to 10 years in certain areas, if you know that an area tends to be a problem area, it is not a bad idea, because looking at the different areas of the body, assessing it, making sure of what changes are coming down the pipeline, if you can see changes within the body, then you can have a great remedy of what to do. And that really is what it comes down to, is to find out, okay, what's breaking down, what do I need to work on, and catching it before it happens, before you get to this point where they're looking at you saying, potentially going under the knife, and you're sitting there going, are you kidding me? You know, I've been healthy for a long time. How did this happen? And it's true. It happens with people every day. But that's why staying ahead of it is so important. Okay. So the cold chills and the change in temperature in the extremities and whatnot, or even in the back area, spinal area, wherever on the body that it would occur, so that you're not stuck. And right now, you're in a position where you don't want to have surgery, and you want to be able to thrive, and you want your body to work like it did years ago, and not be to a point where it's breaking down and be into a challenging position. So that would be my thought to you, and be my encouragement to you, that to really pursue that and really go after it. I would get the blood work done, I'd get some diagnostic testing done, and see what they find before you come up with any kind of game plan, or, you know, kind of looking for just other options. I would get some testing done to get your baseline of where you are. And the fact that you haven't had that done in a long time is even more of a reason to go tomorrow and get it done. And just find out what they say. And tell them you want a full workup. So I don't want it just a basic workup. I want all of it. So have them check all your hormones, your testosterone, your estrogen, your thyroid, your B12. You want to get in and check a lot of the vitamin deficiencies, the potential for that. You really want to get in and dig. And when you get in there and dig and you really start making the right choices to get where you need to be, I mean, that is where you're going to find the answers. Just make sure you're making wise choices with your eating habits. That is a key. And I'll tell you that foundation will not change regardless of what they find in blood work and what they find in any of the tests. Okay? Thanks for the call. 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. Check us out, asaandrew.com. Let's go now to Becky. Hi, Becky.
I have my tongue, I just everything sets it on fire. My mouth draws like I've had something bitter, and I'm getting hoarser and hoarser. It doesn't hurt in my throat. And my lips are getting to where they're like chapped all the time and cracking on each side.
When you have issues like that, Becky, wow, okay. That's pretty typical for omega-3 fatty acid deficiencies. Remember, our body begins breaking down and we get sick for several reasons. Three specifically. One is nutritional deficiencies, and two is toxicity, which we can get toxins from the environment, from the air we breathe, from the foods we eat. We can get it from water supply, stress toxins, emotional toxins, and then also genetics play a role too. But this sounds a lot like a nutritional deficiency. Typically with those kind of symptoms, I would get everything checked out, get some blood work done, have your physician do some tests just to double check. It's always a good thing to do. And then you might want to look into the potential and looking at your diet, kind of analyze how you eat, making sure you're eating the right way. When you start getting those kind of symptoms, a lot of times it can be things like vitamin B6. You could look into things like the omega-3 fatty acids, like cod liver oil. Sometimes an omega-3 fatty acid deficiency can cause some of the symptoms. So that, I mean, there's several things, even things like riboflavin, which is vitamin B2, and thiamine pyrophosphate, vitamin B1, they can be some contributing factors as well. And that just depends on your habits, your daily habits, whether you drink alcohol and smoke, I mean, or if you've done that for a series of, you know, for years, it can cause some deficiencies within the body. I mean, it's just something you have to look into. Blood test, though, is the key. I'm always a big fan of that. I'll sound like a broken record on that for probably years to come, just because I'm such a strong believer in it. 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. Check us out, asaandrew.com. This is the show where your health really is your greatest wealth. Email came in. Justin from California says, "What can I do to get more energy?" Well, that's the question, I think, of America right now. But nevertheless, it's a good question. The adrenal glands of the body's stress glands. If you are having low energy levels, one, you want to make sure your thyroid is not an issue. Get your doctor, get a blood test done for thyroid. Probably has to do with adrenals. That's what a lot of people struggle with. So if you lay off processed food, number one, stay off the coffee and the stimulants, number two. Green tea is really, really good for supporting adrenal gland function and also a lot of the antioxidants like vitamin C. But, yeah, the B vitamins are just a key, especially vitamin B5, pantothenic acid, has some great research on it as far as supporting the adrenal function when people are under a lot of stress. So those are some things you can look into that can be quite helpful in building up your energy levels.
Hey,
Hey, folks, have you ever really wondered what you're actually made of? I mean, your own DNA. Well, in the future, your doctor will have your DNA profile on file to be used as a guide for your medicine, nutrition, and overall wellness. Well, the future is now with a breakthrough company called GeneMe. Backed by cutting-edge science and genetic research, is showing us how to use strategic nutrition to turn back the clock on our personal genetic weaknesses. Our DNA is what we're made of, and now we can start to understand our bodies and our health with GeneMe. From cardiac health to healthy energy levels, feeling great and fewer aches and pains after that yard work or exercise, GeneMe has cracked the genetic code to help you find the vitality that you're searching for. If you want to use strategic nutrition to look and feel younger than you are right now, then visit getgeneme.me. That's getgeneme.me to get your free personal genetic nutrition profile today. Go to getgeneme.me.
Curious about what comes next? Next is the feeling of vulnerability you get after you arrive home to discover your house has been ransacked by burglars. Fool the bad guys with a new improved fake TV. You asked for it, we listened, and we made our new fake TV 3 times brighter than our previous model. The brightness of our new fake TV is equivalent to a 40-inch TV. It simulates the color and motion of a real TV while you're away from home. And when burglars think someone is home watching television, they're likely to pass your house and move on to an easier target. The new, brighter fake TV is only $39.95 and includes free shipping. Go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
To be part of the show, call 1-888-283-7272. That's 1-888-283-7272. We'll be right back.
Ceramic body armor is rated to stop 6 hits. But what about the 7th? Unlike ceramic or Kevlar, Infidel body armor is proven to take hit after hit, and it just won't quit. Reasonably priced and designed for the smart civilian prepper, Infidel stops hundreds of hits from small arms to high-powered rifles. That means safety and peace of mind. Buy yours at InfidelBodyArmor.com. Spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com. Infidel body armor just won't quit.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is Renovation Teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
Virtually anyone could be tracking you right now through your cell phone. The fact is, anyone can track your calls, your texts, emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal.
That's the new warning from the American Civil Liberties Union. It's just released the results of an investigation that found law enforcement agencies across the country track personal cell phones on a regular basis as a form of surveillance.
That's why you need Block It Pocket. Block It Pocket is a standard or custom designed cloth pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday
enclosure for any mobile device. With Block It Pocket, all incoming and outgoing signals are blocked, including harmful radiation, and your device cannot be hacked or tracked by anyone. Handmade in the USA, Block It Pocket costs less than $30 and ships free to the lower 48. Call 888-315-9618 or click Block It Pocket, spelled BlockItPocket.com. Block It Pocket, enhancing health and privacy.
Lines are open, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. Check us out, asaandrew.com. This is the show where your health is your greatest wealth. Let's go to Tim. Hi, Tim. Welcome to the show.
Hey. How you doing, Dr. Asa?
I'm living well, Tim. What's up? How can I help?
Well, my wife is in her early 30s, and she and her family has a history of arthritis, and she's a piano player. And we're trying to figure out some things that we can do to help prevent there being a problem. At this point, she doesn't have any problem, but with her using her hands so much and piano playing and things like that, we'd like to do what we can to prevent it. So we've been trying to search out some things, and just curious of anything you may be aware of that could be a help to her.
Well, let's talk about that for a second. Now, she has a family history of what kind of arthritis? Osteoarthritis or rheumatoid arthritis?
You know what? I'm not really sure. Bringing up the rheumatoid arthritis or not sure. Her grandmother played the piano as well, and then in her later years couldn't move her hands, her wrists and her knuckles, and her father the same way as far as his hands specifically. So I don't know what kind.
Were the hands disfigured?
Somewhat, yes. Not terribly, but somewhat. It's swollen anyway, or looks swollen.
That probably is, if it's just swollen and whatnot, there's probably just osteoarthritis. The rheumatoid arthritis creates a real strong disfiguration of the joints, bending of the fingers, large nodules within the different interphalangeal joints. So, I mean, that's something that is... You would know it if that's the case. But, I mean, again, it could be. It's a strong genetic component with that as well. So, a couple things. First, when you're looking at arthritis as a whole, first thing you want to do with joint health, it's an itis. So, think about it. An itis means inflammation. So, what do you want to do? You want to reduce inflammation in the digestive tract as much as possible. So, the anti-inflammatory diet in my book, Empowering Your Health, that's the way to go. So, if you want to create a good foundation, eating is going to be your best asset. That's the best silver bullet there is in battling an inflammatory condition. And you can pick up the books at empoweringyourhealth.com. But the real challenge with all of this is to make sure that, obviously, you're creating an environment that fosters good joint health. Well, with constant repetitive motion like piano playing, there has to be some protective measures. Eating is number one. And then number two is making sure that you're getting the right kind of supplements on a daily basis that you can't get in your food supply, like fish oil, which you'd have to eat a ton of fish to equal the same amount of a tablespoon of cod liver oil or a good omega-3 fish oil. What that does, it cuts down on the inflammatory process within the body, helps support the joints as well. So, again, those are all keys. And I'll tell you a new one that's come out that's got really good research behind it is vitamin D. And with arthritis, we found through the research and the studies, that with vitamin D, unbelievable, because people are so deficient in vitamin D, it's just crazy. I mean, women have vitamin D levels at 5 and 10, when 30 is at the bare bone, or 35 is at the bare bone bottom end of the range for vitamin D. And really, in actuality, to keep vitamin D levels at a good range is between about 70 and 90 on the blood test, is really where you want to be. So, all the way around, that's where you want to land. And that really is the key when it comes to that. So just a couple things to encourage you along the way that, again, with arthritis, it's frustrating. Now, with a family history, you just want to be careful. Obviously, getting blood tests done. Is she getting blood work done on a regular basis with her doctor?
Not that I'm aware of. I think probably every couple of years.
I would do it every 6 months. And that's not overdoing it at all. The blood changes. Here's why. Your blood changes every 90 to 120 days. That means every 3 to 4 months, your blood is completely died off. Like the whole group of blood cells all throughout your body have completely died off and regenerated in 3 to 4 months. So if blood changes that often and you don't check it for 2 years, think about all the changes that can occur in someone's body and you don't even know it. Deficiencies that could be forming and you don't even know it. So it's just important to get that done. So if she hasn't had that done, that is the first step, along with changing the way she's eating right now, for a good preventative lifestyle against arthritis. Exercise is a key too. Now, obviously she's got the repetitive motion in her hands and her wrist from playing piano, but keeping a good daily routine, at least 4 to 5 days a week, doing something she enjoys that's weight-bearing, outside walking or jogging or working out with weights or playing tennis or doing something that's active for her will be really important too. And it's just really good for overall joint health. And there's all the different supplements out that like MSM and glucosamine sulfate, and they're okay. But I really think that through the studies that I've read and researched, that nothing compares for good joint health like vitamin D, keeping those numbers up in a good range, and also staying away from a lot of the inflammatory foods. That really does play a key role so much within arthritis that I just, it's one of those things that you really have to pay attention to. And coming up with a good game plan for her, even if it's radical, even if it's different, she will notice a big difference way down the line, especially as she continues to play the piano and sees better joint health rather than the deterioration that can happen. Again, it all comes down to the lifestyle choices that she makes every single day. Thanks so much for the call. 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. Jack asks in Florida, he says, how long should I exercise for? Great question. Well, I talk a lot about times in 30 minutes a day, 5 days a week. I say that just to give you kind of a general time zone, because after 45 minutes, at 46 minutes, there creates a spike in cortisol, which is a stress hormone that stores body fat, burns up muscle tissue, and also decreases your hormone levels, like your good hormones, such as testosterone and growth hormone. So that's kind of that critical mass point. So if you keep your workouts between about 30 and 40 minutes, that's the safe zone to make sure that you won't negatively impact your joint health. Puts another hour in the charts. I'd like to thank our producer, J. Patrick I. Mesa Andrew, and you're listening to the best in Healthy Talk Radio.
The content heard on this show is of a general nature and provided for informational purposes only. This information is not intended to be a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Always seek the advice of your physician with any questions you may have regarding a medical condition.
Are you looking for a total health makeover and don't know where to start? Are you sick and tired of struggling with everyday health challenges like being overweight, hormone issues, low or high blood sugar, low energy levels, aches and pains, or depressed mood? Well, it's time for you to enroll in Get Well University. The doctor has created a complete health program that you can easily follow to learn the steps necessary to actually lifestyle your way to better health. It's called Get Well University. Get Well University is an 8-week lifestyle program consisting of one lesson per week to follow, guaranteed to transform your health and your life. With cutting-edge research and easy-to-understand information, Get Well University will jumpstart you into reaching your health goals. To sign up for Get Well University and have it delivered to you directly, call 888-599-9355. That's 888-599-9355. To learn the best way to get well, stay well, and live well.